Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2009. Thank you to everyone that helped make Hollywood Now's Love Your Body Day a huge success. The Plus Model magazine team was there in full effect. Special thanks to Rhea Norman for being a fabulous fashion show coordinator, and special thanks to Maddie, Mia Amber Davis, and Tara for flying out for the festivities, as well as the designers and the plus-size models that flew out as well. Plus Model Magazine's first model search was a success, and the five finalists will be announced on the Plus Model Magazine's blog on Monday, November 16th. The five finalists will meet with brand, model, and talent management and compete for the ultimate prize, which includes a modeling contract, a hips and curves campaign, and the cover and editorial in Plus Model Magazine. If you weren't able to participate in this model search, no worries. We will be coming to your area soon. So make sure you keep your eyes glued to Plus Model Magazine and your ears locked to Plus Model Radio to get the latest updates. So this weekend, we have plus size events going on both coasts. Here in L.A., I will be hosting the 5th Annual Miss Plus Top Model Awards. So for tickets and more information, you can visit their website at myspace.com/MissPlusTopModel. And in New York is the Insanely Fabulous Fashion Benefit and Silent Auction, and we have the creator on the show here today, Tanya Jeter, coming up later on the show to tell us more about that. As well as Carrie Woomer, creative director for Fashion Overdose, so definitely stay tuned for that. But coming up first is Breanne Windeman. Breanne is on a mission, seeking to bring about change in areas where others might deem it too difficult or even impossible. As a survivor of her battle with anorexia and bulimia, she now serves as a strong advocate for those who suffer from eating disorders, self-esteem, and body image issues. She started an online social group on a whim called Revolution of Real Women. Today, Revolution of Real Women has over 19,000 members, or allies, as she refers to them, across all of her social networking groups. As the president and founder of Revolution of Real Women, Breanne believes that the movement has come to embody both the mentality as well as the necessary activist aspects of a real revolution. Now living in Los Angeles, Breanne is using her experiences in entertainment, politics, and nonprofit work to bring together an unstoppable network of allies within the image-making machine that is Hollywood. Let's welcome Breanne to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, is it allies? Am I saying it correctly?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So how were you able to overcome your battle with anorexia and bulimia?
You know, that's a tough road, and it's a long one. And what I try to tell people who are battling in any way body image issues, even if they never even have issues with disordered eating of any kind, that it is a long road and that it's okay that it's a long road. I know for me, recovery, personally for me, my healthy recovery is living in a day-to-day, I am healthy, I am happy, not trying to, you know, be perfect in any way. So,
is it something you never fully recover from, and you're like day to day like an alcoholic?
That's a tough one because it's a controversial issue within that whole realm of professionals and therapists and all sorts of treatment centers. I was recently at the NEDA, the National Eating Disorder Association conference in Minneapolis, and it is a big controversy. And some people believe that you're always in recovery, similar to alcoholism or other addictions. And some people think, you know, you can be fully recovered, which is whatever is good for the particular person, I think, is what's best for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a background in the music industry. So tell us a little bit about that, and how did that help give you the ideals for the Revolution of Real Women?
You know, I came from it pretty young. I was always performing, dancing, acting, singing, what have you. And as I got older, I just sort of continued that and grew my involvement in all of those things. I did a little bit of modeling, and I think that I was very disheartened by the fact that, you know, I didn't even wear plus size, yet they called me plus size, and I didn't see a problem with anybody being any particular size, but I still, at my size, was half the girls in our class were about half the size of myself, and, you know, taking those modeling classes and different acting ventures that I went into really kind of gave me an insight into that whole realm. And then working later, I went to Berklee College of Music, and I worked within the music industry from there with the Grammys and with an indie music label down in Nashville, Tennessee. And coming from all of those different places, being trained, being taught, and studying in music and entertainment gave me sort of the other side of the coin. I see how the marketing machine is and how women are prepared to be marketed and branded and all of those things. And I think I saw an imbalance, and I grew very tired of hearing from people, you know, well, that's nice, Bree, but, you know, change is a nice thought, but I'm sorry, this is the way it works, so you're going to have to just learn to deal with it. And maybe it's my personality, I'm not sure, but going through what I went through and talking to all of these other girls and women who were experiencing very similar wounded senses of their self kept me going.
Now,
and
when you were in the entertainment industry working, did you have the eating disorders at this time?
In the very beginning, when I started getting more into it, yes. And when I was modeling, absolutely. And when I graduated from Berklee College of Music in Boston, I went down to Nashville. And at that point, I was in recovery, which was, you know, it was great. It's never easy, but I think it's just, you know, you have to keep an open mind. And those of us need to just stick together and remind each other that perfection does not exist. You know, the only perfection, I always say to women, all women are real women, and the only perfection which truly exists is that which exists inside of you, and it comes from inside, and it comes out.
Right.
So.
Now, you have what you call your allies, which I mentioned in the intro. So tell us, how does someone become one of your allies, and give us a few examples of who you consider as an ally.
Absolutely. Right off the bat, I can say that because our platform began in the social media area, so we started with Flickr, and we went to MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and all of these different platforms, and all of those members, I refer to them as allies. So as you said, we have over 19,000 at this point, and it's pretty consistently growing. And it was sort of a thing that came up to me. You know, Revolution of Real Women could theoretically be thought of as too aggressive, just listening to the title. But what I want people to know when they hear about our organization is that it's a welcoming organization, and that, you know, we embrace people as allies. We lean on them as support. We are in this together, and no real change is going to happen without them. And we are launching our website, and once that is up this month, very excited about that, mm-hmm. They will be able to join and be official members on the website as well.
Okay. Now,
you mentioned, I wanted to go out there and say some of our allies.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure I mentioned, we have everyday allies from, you know, the 15-year-old girl who emailed me the other day basically saying that she was watching a show on TV with her mother and they were so upset about the way that the women were being treated on the show that they had to turn it off and they had a whole discussion on it. Those are people that we truly look up to,
mm-hmm.
All the way to, you know, the Dove campaign. And it's hard, yes, they are, you know, a company that's selling a product in the end, but I always say that baby steps and even bigger steps in that case are so much better than not talking about it. And Dove is doing some amazing things to put those messages out there.
Yes, definitely. Now, for the most part, you've kept your appearance hidden for the public. Now, why did you decide to do so?
It was sort of a combination of things. I think that it was crucially important to me for all of our members and allies to know that it was about them. It wasn't a publicity stunt. I didn't want, you know, any spotlight. So I consistently posted things, and I have consistently posted things, somewhat anonymously. And I think that in a way, I feel that maybe some people have embraced the campaign and the movement more because it did have that anonymity to it. But it's getting to a point where I'm doing events like this with you and attending conferences and conventions where, you know, our spokespersons are becoming more and more out there. And so I think that it's also important for the women in our movement to understand that they have real women there to represent them. So I'm very proud of them. I'm proud to be a part of the group and so proud to see all of the involvement of all of our members.
Now, with that being said, that you haven't really made too many public appearances, I had the pleasure of meeting you at the Love Your Body Day panel discussion.
Yes.
So after meeting you in person, I know you're not a plus-size woman, but tell us why it's so important for you to reach out to the plus-size community with your project.
I think that there is, first and foremost, this, to say it's unhealthy is a complete understatement, a mentality and a way about society that's being pushed onto women to make them feel that the images that they see are what they need to be beautiful, smart, successful, loved, accepted. And there's such a lack of diversity in all aspects of the word in media. And I think that such a huge part of that is size diversity. And one thing that has really struck a chord with me is, you know, something that rings a lot of truth for me is the health at every size. I really embrace that. And I think that, you know, of course there are going to be health issues on either side of the spectrum, especially coming from, you know, the eating disorder side of things. I know from the lower end how life-threatening that can be. That's not healthy. And so I think that there are always a healthy balance to everything. There's a healthy balance, I think, in life to everything. And the health at every size embraces every woman at her authentic, independent, individual size and embraces her and lifts her up. And I think that that's something that's really rung a lot of truth for me.
Now, you mentioned earlier you are launching a new website this month. So do you have the exact date yet for the launch, and what can we look forward to on the site?
Well, you know, some of it's a little bit of a secret still.
Okay.
And our specific launch date, I'm not giving out just yet, But if you were to go on Google and put in Revolution of Real Women, you'd see all of our different sites, but you can also go to facebook.com/revolutionofrealwomen, and that is where you'll get your most up-to-date information on everything that we're doing. And on the website, it's going to be a combination between a database almost of everything that we've ever posted about different companies and their ad campaigns that were either positive or negative in the way that they reflected women and women's bodies and self-worth, as well as resources on everything from, you know, eating disorders and body image issues to addictions, women's health, self-injury, and even as far as international issues that women face around the world. So it's going to be a community. And the biggest thing is that for women to know that this is an easy way for them to take part in this absolute exciting revolution that's going on. And, you know, these discussions have been going on for years, but there's a difference in the air right now. And Revolution has been around, we've been around since 2005. And to see all of these different things popping up in media and even some magazines kind of going out on a limb, not completely, but baby steps, as we said, to embrace women of all different kinds and sizes, that, you know, I think it's exciting. And women need to know that, I know we all have our causes that we probably all believe in. I know that my inbox and my email is inundated with all these different causes, and it can be overwhelming, you know, give money to this cause and write a letter to this senator and, you know, sign this petition. And I think what I went into designing this site knowing was that we have life that gets in the way, and that's okay. Everybody has life, work, school, and real women are able to come to this site and do the smallest of things to participate in this revolutionary movement. So much like the social media platform that we've been functioning on, we hope that the website will kind of turn into almost an everyday kind of presence in these women's lives. And it's, let me say, it's also very open to men. And that's something that I talk to everyone about, because I feel like that's something that's been missing in a lot of different women's movements. And it's about bringing everyone to the table of all different aspects of every argument, and that includes men. And some men are dealing with an increased percentage of eating disorder occurrences, and there are men who have women in their lives that they love who are suffering from, you know, low self-esteem and poor body image. And so the website is a very inclusive, universal place for everyone to come together. And though it's cliche, providing information and making it easy and as easy as possible for people to come to the website and get it and to get involved, knowledge is power. And I really think that if we put it at your fingertips, there is a yearning out there for women to join together and to join voices and to really do something with this right now.
So what is your ultimate goal for the Revolution of Real Women? Where do you see this going?
You know, I try not to put, you know, a definite label on it. For me, I've always been very open-minded, and I see the sky as the limit. And I, you know, coming from my entertainment background and politics, I have all sorts of things in mind. And some of those things I'm going to keep to myself for now, but I'm working with some amazing artists, music artists, photographers, just a lot of different people who are what I would consider allies of Revolution of Real Women, and they fully embody that mindset and that yearning to make change. And they're probably along the way going to participate, whether that's, you know, touring around the country with different photo exhibits or putting together a big, you know, music tour of some kind. Like I said, the sky is the limit, and what I look forward to seeing is what women want, and men too, and what they feel is going to make the biggest change and what's going to kind of resonate within them, and we'll go from there, because it's important to listen to each and every one of you.
Well, fabulous. And thank you so much for being on the show. And give us your website address one last time.
Okay, it's revolutionofrealwomen.com. And right now that'll forward you over to our Facebook page. But coming later in this month, it'll take you directly to our webpage.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I look forward to doing more things with you because I'm an ally. And
absolutely.
Yes, and I'm in Los Angeles, so we definitely have to hook up and do some fabulous things together.
I cannot wait, Shanice. And it's been an honor to meet you and to be involved, and I really look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I guess I'll be talking to you on Twitter in the meantime.
Yeah, revoltrealwomen.com, not .com, but our Twitter name is Revolt Real Women. So look us up. We're tweeting all the time.
Right. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful show. I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that was Breanne Windeman with the Revolution of Real Women, definitely doing some positive things with body image and self-esteem. Up next on the show is Tanya Jeter. Tanya has her head in all aspects of the plus industry. Not only is she a plus-size model, but as a spokesperson, photographer, and publicist, she has several credits under her belt. On January 24, 2009, in New York City, Tanya was crowned Miss Full-Figured USA 2009-2010. And as the reigning queen, one of her duties is to promote awareness of her platform, which is brain aneurysms. And on November 8, 2009, Miss Full-Figured USA and the Brain Aneurysm Foundation will host hundreds of enthusiastic attendees for an innovative event that will create a sense of awareness as well as motivate, stimulate, entertain, and educate them. A dynamic cast of full-figured models will rip the runway for a good cause at the insanely fabulous Fashion Benefit and Silent Auction. So let's learn more about this fabulous event with Tanya. Hi, Tanya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and you're going to be joined on this interview with your, is it your partner on this event?
Yes, my partner.
Okay,
Naisha Brooks.
Okay, Naisha?
Yes.
Okay, you both are there. So first, Tanya, tell me about your background in the plus industry, and why did you decide to compete in a beauty pageant after you already had all these other accomplishments going?
Well, it started because the owner of JT Pageant Productions, which is Teresa Randolph, she contacted me because she wanted to hold, it was her 20th anniversary, and she wanted to hold the last pageant where she'll have all the queens come and compete against each other. So I kind of got talked into it, and it just kinda,
oh, so you already won the title a while ago.
I actually won first runner-up.
Okay.
And so, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to give it one more shot, and I tried it and wound up winning. And at that time when I competed, I didn't have any experience at all. So first runner-up wasn't too bad for my
Right,
time.
Right. And Naisha, you are Miss Full Figured Ultimate Beauty, so this is a different pageant system you're involved in, correct?
Actually, it's the same one which she, what Teresa Randolph did for JT Pageant. She called all of her reign queens for over the years that she's done the pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And I won Miss Full Figured USA in 2001.
Okay.
And I had to come and compete against all the other queens that won over the years. And I became the winner of the Ultimate Beauty Queen pageant.
Okay, so you two competed recently in the same competition.
Actually, that's how Tanya and I met. The year 2001, Tanya and I were competing in this pageant together. And the crazy thing is we got so close, and people were, like, asking, well, why are you guys getting close? You're competing against one another. And we became best friends, and we helped each other during the pageant. And we encouraged one another, basically saying, you know, if either one of us win, you know, we're going to take each other out for a good dinner. And Tanya became winner-up, and I won the pageant in that year. And then we both competed again in the same pageant on the same day, but she had two different categories, which was Beauty Queen and Miss Full Figure 2009.
Now, do both of you share the same platform, or you're just helping Tanya out with her event?
Well, actually, at that time, I did not share the same platform. I actually went out for Andre's Angels Kidney Urology Foundation. But at the same token, this platform is very important to me because I lost a loved one to a brain aneurysm about 2 years ago. I lost my great aunt. And, you know, this was something that I didn't even think twice about. I just went right on with it because, you know, this foundation is very important to myself and to Tanya.
And, Tanya, why did you choose this as your platform?
I chose the Brain Aneurysm Foundation as my platform because I actually lost my grandmother, my uncle, and now I have an aunt that's surviving with an aneurysm. So it's very close to my heart, and I don't think that a lot of people is aware of aneurysms. Usually you hear functions for breast cancer and, you know, AIDS awareness and different stuff like that. So I just wanted to put it out there, you know, to educate people on brain aneurysms and what the symptoms are. And usually people don't know what a brain aneurysm is.
So to promote your platform, you created a major event in New York called the Insanely Fabulous Fashion Benefit and Silent Auction. So tell me about the general concept of this event and why is it insanely fabulous?
Well, you know, anything that I have to do has to be over the top. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to give the people that was actually coming to the show something that, you know, over the top, you know, something that's so fabulous, you know, for them to support this event. I was finding it kind of hard for people to come out and, you know, support just to give a regular, you know, fundraiser and dinner. So I said, you know what, let's turn it into a fashion show. Let's do this big over-the-top fashion show, and we'll have people contribute that way. And so far it's been a huge success. We've got major sponsors, great designers, Trinacosta, Osun Designs, Jabri, Bijou, Ashley Stewart, and LaDance Closet, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have a casting or model search to select your models for this fashion show, or did you call on your industry friends? How was that set up?
Well, actually, I called some industry friends, and they were more than happy to do it. And then we also held a casting call back in August, and we had a huge turnout for that. We had about maybe 60 girls to come audition for us. And we picked from there, and the girls, the models that we're working with now, they're great, bunch of girls. This is going to be an awesome show. I can't wait.
So what are some of the items being auctioned off at the event?
Well, we have some fabulous items. We have a silk gown by KLS Collection.
Hmm.
Tadashi was more than happy to send us over another silk gown.
Mm-hmm.
We have a $5,000 gift certificate from Bradford Portraits, as well as a $3,000 gift certificate. And we even have cosmetic surgery from Dr. Tao Dagan. He's out of Manhattan. We have a laser skin rejuvenation treatment, laser veins and spot removal, hair removal, some of everything. We have something for everybody.
Yes.
So this is like a real auction where you have to put some real money down. This is not like $5, $10 auction.
No, it's not. But you know what? The stuff that we're auctioning off is great.
Yeah.
They're like $4,000, $5,000. So I think everybody would be pretty pleased.
Are you going to start the
auctions are reasonably low. We're going to start the biddings off at $100, anywhere between $100 and $300.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's a good deal.
Yes, it is. I might have to auction myself.
Now, tickets. Are tickets still available for the show? And if so, where can they be purchased?
Tickets can be purchased through our website at insanelyfab.com. And VIP, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, is sold out.
sold out.
However, we still have regular seats available, so they can go online to insanelyfab.com and purchase tickets. And they will be on sale up until the day of the show.
Is this event like the biggest thing a Miss Full Figured USA has ever done for her platform?
That I've heard of, I would say yes.
So I know some people in the plus industry like to downplay pageants, but do you think the pageant titles give you an extra boost to promote things and maybe some opportunities you might not have otherwise had?
I would have to say yes, because I find it quite easy to say, oh, I'm Miss Full Figured USA, I need such and such and such, or would you be able to, you know, help with this event? And it seems like people are more receptive to it.
Right. And Naisha, you feel the same way?
Yes, I do. It just seems like, as Tanya said, you know, people are more, you know, agreeable to do, for, you know, being that we hold a title. It's more easier.
Right, and even if somebody's not even familiar with the pageant, it's just exciting, and they automatically you have their attention.
Yes,
I agree.
So what else is up for you after this show? I know you have to heal because you fell and stomped your toe or something.
Yeah, I tripped. I'm so clumsy. I tripped, and my ankle.
But you weren't modeling in the show, were you?
No, I wasn't. I'm not, actually.
So you can still do your duties with crutches.
Well, I'm not on crutches, thank God. I just have a little swollen ankle, so I'll be all right. If it comes to the point that I have to be on crutches, I'll be dazzled and I'll walk and it'll be all right.
You're going to be dazzled. So after this, are you going to just rest or are there other things coming up? Because I know you're involved in a lot of things, so what else do you have going on?
Well, I'm actually working on a perfume line.
What?
Yeah, to launch next week. I've been working on it for a while now. I mean, next year, not next week. I've been working on it for a while now. And I'm going to be working on that.
And so can you give us the name or it's a secret?
It's a secret. I got a couple other secrets that I'm working on, but if you just log on to my beauty models website, you'll see all the updates.
All right. And you make sure you better give me the exclusive.
I will.
And so, again, tell us the official website for the tickets and any parting words.
The tickets, you can go to insanelyfab.com. Tickets are on sale up until the day of the show, so please go on and purchase your tickets. It's almost a sold-out event.
Yes,
trust me, you do not want to miss this event. I guarantee you will see something that you have never
seen before.
Can you pay at the door, or it has to be purchased in advance?
It has to be purchased in advance.
So the day of, can you go on the website, or the day of, would it be too late to get it on the website?
The day of, 12 o'clock, we're going to cut off the time. 12 o'clock, you have up until 12 o'clock the day of the show to purchase.
And then if you get it that late, you would be on a list at the door? Or is it something you could print out?
You'll be on a list.
Okay.
Okay. And you know what? We'll even do something for your listeners. I guess your listeners, the call-in, we'll give them 2 regular seats.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess you'll make that announcement at the end of the show of your winner.
Okay. Okay. So you're giving away 2 seats for the fashion show just to the winner that calls in.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's a good deal. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And much success with your show. I wish I was there to attend.
Oh, don't worry. We're coming your way, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be ready for you.
All right.
Well, good luck with everything and talk with you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and make sure if you're in the NYC area to attend the Insanely Fabulous Fashion Benefit and Silent Auction. I just like that name, and Insanely Fabulous. It has to be good with a name like that. Now, last but definitely not least, is Carrie Woomer. Carrie is the new creative director of Fashion Overdose. Fashion Overdose is a clothing label that provides edgy and addictive twists to wardrobe essentials and is ideal for the closets of women ranging in sizes small to 3X. With mix and match mini collections being released every few months, it's easy for the buyers to stay a few pages ahead of current fashion trends while remaining on par with the basic wardrobe needs. Fashion Overdose is in the process of rebranding its label. Shoppers can expect a new website, new ad campaign, and other great features, which will be available later this year. So we're going to learn what they're up to right now with Miss Carrie.
Hey, Shanice, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show. I know you're a little under the weather too, huh?
Yeah, I was one of the few people across the country to get the swine flu.
The
swine flu, which has turned into some really bad pneumonia. So.
Well, you sound good.
Love you. Thank you so much on your show.
Well, thank you. So tell me about your background in the plus industry and some of the previous projects you worked on.
For the plus industry, it started out back about 7 years ago, when I started painting Crimson Girls. And that was a project featuring painted versions of women that are plus size, and featuring them is just gorgeous, you know, Renaissance style, very high colored paintings that went to show and had a bunch of acclaim, and did a lot of write-ups for that, which brought me over to meeting Jessica Kane, and both of us came up with Scorch Magazine. So, Scorch Magazine, created that with her, did all the productions for Scorch Magazine, and a lot of runway stuff, a lot of events, a lot of working with models and photographers, getting all the clothes ordered, you name it, everything that it takes to make a magazine look good for their photography and for editing, as well as the news shows, you name it. And while that was happening, I did some side photography, is doing a little bit of modeling every here and there, and which brought me around to meeting Fashion Overdose. And that was something that, as soon as I discovered them, they were one of our advertisers for Scorch Magazine, but as soon as I discovered them, I have always felt like they were creating their clothes just for me.
Okay. Well, wait. Before you go into Fashion Overdose, let's rewind.
You mentioned
Scorch Magazine. So mm-hmm. you were one of the yeah. original creators. Why did you leave
yeah.
Scorch Magazine and currently not working there anymore?
Yeah. Well, Jessica and I, we have very similar and different backgrounds. We became really good friends over the years, and we went on hiatus for a while because of certain family things. And then during that hiatus, I've always been really involved in media production,
mm-hmm.
Produced a lot of TV shows and all sorts of small events and you name it for that. And as that went on, I did a TV show here in Portland. I was both in front of the camera and behind the camera, and I started doing a lot more media productions. And with my art and music background, I just felt like media is really a way for me to express all of my creativity in one platform. And so that's, Jessica and I started talking about it, and I really, I had the opportunity to start doing Scorch TV. And as that happened, the more I started to really dive deep into it, the more that I realized that I wanted to cover something a little bit larger and a little bit more of an encompassing thing that fit directly into Carrie. And so Jessica and I just decided to kind of part ways on that, and I sold her the magazine and decided to take my media production in a different direction.
So you feel that your new position with Fashion Overdose better utilizes all of your talents and your passion.
Exactly. Because I also produce media and other elements here in Portland, too. So between the both of those topics. And also, I have four daughters. So my career really, it's really important to me to have a career that illustrates exactly who I am and all that my girls are capable of doing. My job is actually based around my daughter's schedules. So I'm not able to take on all of everything. You know, I have to really be careful of what I pick and choose. And the more that I get drawn into media and I'm able to bring my girls with me to the set and they get to really see what's going on and have a really good idea of, you know, how media really works and their sense of self-worth, it's really important for me to take on more meaningful projects that dives into the topics that I'm really looking at.
Now, you are helping Fashion Overdose rebrand its label.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean, and when will we start to see changes?
Well, it kind of ties over into what we were talking about earlier. It kind of blends over what my last year has been looking like. During this whole phase, the Fashion Overdose and I have been talking over the last year, and they brought me on to do some small projects with them. And as we were going along, they were kind of under a medium hiatus, which means that they weren't really producing a lot of new images. Their website kind of went stagnant, and, you know, they kind of settled down as they, you know, regrouped and decided where they really want to go with their brand. And during that time, they got a hold of me and hired me to, and brought me on full time to rebrand their entire label. And what that means is that they hired me to, I have been working with them over the last 6 months intensively, we're putting out new collections, we're putting out new ad campaigns. These are all things that I'm directing myself. That's why they brought me on. All of their imaging, the new logo, new website, new absolutely everything down to new sizes. They were a plus size exclusive store, but I am helping them to transition to sizes small to 3X, which brings in a whole new audience. And the challenge for ad campaigns is going to be pretty intense when we release our new ad campaign with the new collection and the sizes being reflected in our ad campaigns. That'll be pretty exciting because we'll be able to show the encompassing sizes of sizes small through, you know, the larger sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty sexy and pushing the envelope. As well, I know a lot of other companies are doing the same thing, but our ad campaigns are definitely going to be at the edge of the table there with pretty sexy, edgy, raw, a lot more storytelling, a lot more depth, and the ad campaigns will reflect, you know, authenticity and reality to every woman. So that's what rebranding, that's what I'm working on with them. That'll include, we're going to have a Fashion Overdose Media, which includes, this will all be on the new website. It's Fashion Overdose.
Do you know when the date of the new website will be launched?
We are working really intensively on that right now. We're doing a lot of finishing up the site, actually. They're working day and night to get all the codes done right. So it should be released anytime within the next couple of weeks. As soon as we get the last bit of it done, it'll be ready to go. And that will include the new ad campaign and all the new changes. And on that website, though, not only will we have the blog, but we're going to be having Fashion Overdose TV, Fashion Overdose Magazine, and the new lookbook, which is it's just really hot, fresh, edgy, sexy.
Oh, so you're going to have, wait, I just heard something. You're going to have a Fashion Overdose Magazine.
Yes, we are. Yes,
so is that going to be a monthly magazine?
No, it should be bi-monthly. And what that will do is we're going to be featuring clothes from Fashion Overdose, a lot of lifestyle music, edgy topics, And we'll be featuring a lot of our wholesalers. You know, our Fashion Overdose is an independent label, which is available in stores worldwide. And so we're going to be showing a lot of you know, our retailers that are carrying our clothes that also belong, that are in those stores as well. So, and then we'll have makeup tips and all, you know, how to wear this and that and music and really a lot of in-depth interviews.
So you almost be doing what Lane Bryant did with Figure Magazine.
Yeah, very similar to that. I think, you know, the online magazines, I think that is the way of the future with all these internet radio shows and our new target audience of being a whole digital working world. We have a whole new target to hit. And, you know, it's amazing how people are in this economy. They're willing to plunk down money for internet versus buying a new house or new other things that we thought of as material. So we really need to be sure that everybody gets ahead and stays on par with those digital needs. So that's why part of the new branding makes Fashion Overdose more accessible to everybody.
Now, will you ever be looking for plus-size models for photo shoots or fashion shows?
Heck yeah.
If so, how can our listeners apply?
Absolutely. Yeah, just because we're going to the small site, you know, doing small to 3X, we are not leaving our plus viewers at all. We're all in the same boat. We're just opening up a whole new door. So we will still be involved in everything that we've ever been involved in, and probably a lot more just because we can. So if anybody's interested in modeling, they can always email me at carrie@fashionoverdose.com with your sizes. Tell me about what makes you stand out. Tell me about any type of tattoos, piercings, or whatever you have. What would you like to do in the world? You know, do things to impress me. It's really not about the size. It's about the beauty of a person and their attitude, and that's really what's going to be reflected throughout our campaign. It's just really raw reality. So it's not about size.
Well, and I know you are located in Portland and Fashion Overdose in San Diego, so are you especially looking for models in those areas?
I am, but I am traveling all over the place this year. I'll be, you know, all over the country this year, and then I'll also be doing a lot of overseas traveling this year. So as I go around, I will be doing model hunts in certain areas. I'm definitely open to shooting with new photographers all over the place, and, you know, I'll work with them over the phone to get some details going. I'm always open for photo shoots everywhere. San Diego is the home place for Fashion Overdose. That's where our product gets sent out. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like we have offices in three different locations. San Diego is our home place, but then we also have an office in Washington, D.C., and here in Portland. Portland is where all the productions are done for all the images and everything that the viewer can see on the, you know, the website, the tags, you name it, all the commercials, all of that is in Portland. But okay. So I'll be everywhere.
And also I saw recently that you have been advertising with Plus Model Magazine, and something sold out instantly.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty well on that. I've been running ad campaigns everywhere, but I am amazed at how much response Plus Model Magazine, the feedback from it. I love it. Plus Model Magazine has seemed to gone from a little bit more of a, from where it was commercial into a little bit more of an edgy format, which definitely matches the Fashion Overdose brand, and Fashion Overdose matches the Plus Model Magazine brand. So I think that people are relating, and I think with the economy being the way that it is, and that people are tired of seeing media that's stuffy. They want something that is a little bit more energizing and daring. So Fashion Overdose matches what the editorial that's coming out from Plus Model Magazine has been helping us a lot.
And that's proof that advertising in Plus Model Magazine works. It's definitely worth the money if you have a plus-oriented company.
That's right.
So
that's
do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for, or is strictly fashion overdose from you right now?
Right now, I am focusing. Fashion overdose is pretty intense, and I love it so much because you'll see all the areas that it'll be.
Hello? Uh-oh. Either we got a bad connection or the call dropped.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, I am so sorry about that. We were so close. Okay, I'm going to stay right here. Yes, I'm calling from a cell phone. I'm sorry, listeners. slap my hand. Anyway, we are doing a lot of events, and I'll be posting that online. We're doing a lot more trunk shows this year, and we're doing a lot of trade shows this year as well. I'm still doing a lot of other media, but Fashion Overdose is my main calling right now. It's just really, really close to my heart. So,
and tell me the official website again where
mm-hmm.
people can order the clothing.
Yes, there are two of them. The main website right now is fashionoverdose.com, but when the new site gets released, it will be fashionoverdose.us, and I'll be keeping everybody updated with the changes.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook. I believe it's just Fashion Overdose, and we are on MySpace, which is MySpace/FashionOD, and we are also on Twitter, which is FSHNOVRDOSE. They would allow us to do anything else.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, especially as sick as you are. I appreciate you still coming through.
We've got lots of love for you, Shanice. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, and I'll be looking forward to everything you do with Fashion Overdose. I'm excited.
Okay. I would love to see your face on some pages of Fashion Overdose magazine, too.
Okay. Well, then we're going to definitely make that happen.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So, again, check out Fashion Overdose at fashionoverdose.com. It's plus-size clothing that's really hip and edgy. And thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next time, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. Also, since we're running out of time, and I don't know if the callers are going to call in time to win tickets for Tanya's show, but if you email me at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com, the first one that emails me with insanely fabulous in the subject will win a pair of tickets to the insanely fabulous fashion show in New York City this weekend. Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. For more information about our show, visit plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.